Danger zone. Danger zone. Danger zone.
That's how the song goes.
Man. Can't wait for the new one.
I know, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be
good. The poster looks sweet.
Looks awesome.
Tom Cruise hot. Leaning up next to a P-51 Mustang. Puff. All right, I'll see it.
He probably owns that actual airplane.
Which is like a $2 million plane now.
Yeah.
My dad's buddy's got one. Or no, he doesn't have one. He flies one for another rich guy because the rich guy's so old. Yeah. Can't fly it anymore, but he needs to keep it going because of maintenance or whatever. So the guy just goes to his house, flies it around. He'll fly over my parents' house and do the plane wave. Like, dude, please land in our driveway.
What kind of gas you put in that? Like, just regular?
I guess. Dude, is it a V12 or a V16 Rolls-Royce motor? You could hear the thing from, miles away. Are we getting bombed?
You see, too, that first plane that was all electric? There's electric motors and everything.
I saw something like that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. I'm surprised that more planes haven't, I'm sure it's probably expensive as hell.
That, and you know what I think a problem with that would be is weight. Batteries are so heavy.
Yeah, so heavy.
But you consider, liquid in a gas tank. Yeah, and a plane's got to be heavy.
Yeah, they got hundreds of gallons in there.
Dude, everything's going electric. It's wild.
Well, I can see it, too. If you put, solar panels all around it, man, it could fly forever.
Yeah.
It could fly forever.
Dude, imagine it.
Yeah.
It'd just be like a silent takeoff.
Yeah. Just hear the motors whine. Just little. There's a guy sitting with an RC controller. All right, here we go.
Next to you, too.
Are you flying this thing?
Yeah, the pilot's up front. You see him pull out the antenna.
Oh, God, get me off this plane.
I don't know about this, guys. Right. Have we tested this out?
How much battery do you got? Did you plug it in last night?
You bring enough double A's for for the remote control? We're going to switch to autopilot here. I need to change the batteries in my remote control.
Or how about maybe a hybrid? So it starts off at gas, gets you in the air, then you click it over to electric mode, just basically coast, saves gas, probably create cheaper tickets.
Yep.
You know?
Well, technically, every plane is a hybrid when it runs out of gas.
It's true. Turns into a glider.
Then nature takes
over. They call that the death glider.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll just glide into safety. Anyway, it's 8:14. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the business.
Okay. All right. I'm not saying what this lady did is right, but I think she did what we all have wanted to do at the DMV. There's a 28-year-old woman named Shauna Joseph, and she's from Jersey City, New Jersey. She went to the DMV on Tuesday afternoon, and apparently she got very frustrated with the long line in front of her.
Oh, just like everybody else.
So she started beating up employees.
Oh, come on.
At the DMV. She also smashed $23,000 worth of computers and equipment and kicked the police officers who came in to arrest her.
Wow.
Well, I
mean, we've all had that level of anger in the DMV, but
here's the kicker, though. The cops found a cigarette on her that was laced with PCP.
Oh, God, lady.
So that explains a few things. She was arrested for criminal mischief, drug possession, aggravated assault, and hindering apprehension.
You know what you said before the story? You're not wrong. You know, everybody gets to that anger level in the DMV.
Yeah.
Just none of us actually do it.
Well, and most of us don't have PCP-laced cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to the DMV. Make sure I smoke my PCP, my angel's dust.
Yeah.
Before I go in there, because that'll go well.
I got a brilliant way to fix everything at the DMV.
Hmm.
And it's very simple, and I don't know why they don't do it, why they don't have it. It's 2020, for the love of God.
Hmm.
Just have an app. Have a DMV app. You pick a number. Dude, Wings, etc. is right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick a number. You got the app. It tells you where the counter is at all times.
Yeah.
So you can go do your business. Go shopping at Walmart.
Yep.
Go do your So when you're like 10 numbers behind, you go up and then, everything's fine.
And hey, if you don't make it, it's your fault.
Your fault.
Because you gave the warning.
That's why you pull two numbers. That's another key.
You son of a bitch. You're that guy.
I know.
You're
and then the here's another thing. If you get in time for your first number, you have the other number. So you look around the room. Who deserves the second number?
You play God, don't you?
I'm playing God.
I am surprised that it being 2020, and we have seen it. Actually, moving to Michigan here was the first time I saw the kiosk where you can just get your license and stuff. But for everything else, it's still so old school. Why have we not updated? And everyone knows. No one goes to the DMV and says, I'm excited to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Most of us are ready to smoke some PCP and just beat up some people.
Do you ever think, too, that they're purposely taking their time?
It is government-related, so probably.
You know, it's not like they're working hard and flying around back there.
I don't think it's the employees at the DMV. I think it's the system that is set up.
The way it's set up?
It's set up. Mm-hmm. I think it's they're only doing what they're capable of doing with what they're given sense. I think it's the whole system of it. I think they need to upgrade the actual way the DMV is run.
Or how about maybe like hire a few more employees too? Because every time I go, there's only like two people working. There's a whole room full of computers and desks and workstations, and there's only two of them there.
Yeah.
You know? Well, so anytime, 1,000 people sitting down.
Anytime you go to like Walmart or anything like that, there's like three registers open. That's why I love the check yourself out. And I'm that guy that goes through like 40 things to my self-checkout because it's faster.
Yeah.
I can still do it faster
than
waiting in line. I don't know. I just feel like we need to do it. So, again, yes, don't smoke PCP and then go to the DMV and beat people up. But also, I do understand the anger level that this lady has.
Yep.
I mean, it's the yin and the yang.
Right.
It's right there.
Do you ever go to the DMV and sit next to somebody you don't know, and then eventually you start to talk to them?
No.
So, what number you got?
That's my...
She's like, I'm five away.
And then you punch her and you take it. You knock her out.
Give me that number. Oh, no, it's like Beetlejuice. You know, you switch it, you know, and then she puts the little magic dust on your head and your head shrinks.
I hate the DMV.
Ah, damn you, DMV.